Okay, one of the Q&As that we didn't yet get to, presented I think last week, had to do with davening, particularly yeshiva davening. How does one remain into it, have kavana during the long yeshiva davening? And honestly, I mean, my knee-jerk reaction to answering the question was that the reason that people have a rough time with davening is because they don't know what they're saying, and you have to spend some time learning Pirush HaMilas. You do a little piece at a time. It builds on you. Standard answer. I reflected on that for a couple of days this week, and I came to the conclusion that although it's true, it does give you a chizuk in davening, but it's not the entire truth. And the proof of the pudding is that I remember as a child, older than a child, a teenager, and ad hayom hazeh, many parts of davening, things during slichas that you didn't have time to go through. And it doesn't stop you necessarily from being into them. I think that everybody can point to a time in their life where they had a very, very strong, intense, you know, passionate even, davening experience. Whether it was during Yom Narayim, or you were just in a makom tefillah where everybody was just very, very into it. And you sort of rode with the wave. You just get into the niggun of the davening, and it takes you. And the reason for that is because tefillah, although there's a lot of seichel in tefillah, there's a lot of thought, but at the bottom of it, tefillah is avodah shebelev. Tefillah is a passionate, emotional experience. And when you connect with the tefillah, you just connect with the whole process of tefillah. You get into being part of the group, and you daven, and you throw yourself into it. So that in itself can carry you. Again, it's not the whole answer, but it's a big part of it. But it's something that I think that we, especially younger people today, seem to have a very, very difficult time with. I think that the reason is because right now we're experiencing, we're part of what's called the information revolution. Today, you want to know anything, all you have to do is get yourself in front of a screen, click a mouse a couple times, and you can find out whatever you want. It happened to me last week, 2 weeks ago, or whatever. Somebody in the family got a particular, you know, report from a doctor, and the doctor wasn't around to discuss the situation. Okay, fine. So what do you need a doctor for? So I just went and did my homework myself, and I checked my answers, and when they prescribed the medication, it was exactly the medication that I thought was coming, and you know, whatever. You learn the sugya. But when you live in the world where basically you've eaten from the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra, you have so much information at your disposal. And everything is so intellectual. Everything is so factual. You have to analyze everything with knowledge and information. So somehow the Eitz HaChaim, that simple connection with life, that passion for being alive, sometimes gets drowned out. Everybody deep down inside of them has a voice that just connects with the simple fact that I'm alive. I love being alive. I know that there's someone who created me. I can connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And it doesn't have to be so philosophical or deep. I don't necessarily need reasons for everything. I just am. It's a kol dmama daka, a small, quiet voice. Everybody can just connect with life. We have a rough time doing that today because we're used to so much noise, we're used to so much knowledge and so much fact and so many different things going on that it's hard sometimes to get inside of yourself and just to really connect with reality, with who you are. And Lemaisa, it's a point that comes out in the Parsha, beautiful, beautiful Beis Halevi. Talks about Bris Mila, and he really talks about the fact that there are two parts of learning. There's two parts, you could say, of davening, and there's really two parts of just being a human being, of being a Jew, being alive, and Avodas Hashem. This week we start with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha, goes to Eretz Yisrael, goes to Mitzrayim, fights with the four kings, Bris Bein Avisarim, all the way at the end of the Parsha, your Bris Milah. And the Pasuk that introduces Bris Milah, Vayi Avram Ben Tishim, Shana V'Tesha Shanim, he's 99 years old, Vayera Hashem El Avram, Vayomer Elav, and Yikel Shakai, he's Halech Lefanai, walk in front of me, Veheye Samim, and be perfect. Tutsi Vuyim, Rashi says over here, right? Sivui Achat Sivui. What's his Halech Lefanai? So Rashi says, Plach Kadamai, Hadvek Bad Vaidasi. You should always be working. You should always be doing. You should always be serving Hashem. That's his Halech Lefanai. Heye Samim, what's Heye Samim? You have to be Sholem B'chol Nisyonos. Not just that you should be doing, but there are lots of challenges, experiences that a person goes through in life. Heye Samim means it doesn't matter whether it's raining, it doesn't matter whether it's sunny, it doesn't matter whether you had a tragedy, it doesn't matter whether you had a simcha. Every Nisayin, you have to be Tamim, you have to be steady. It doesn't make a difference. You don't miss a beat. So those are the two jobs of Avram Avinu. To work and to stand b'nisayin, no matter what the situation is, you keep on going constantly, consistently, no matter what the situation is at hand. The Beis HaLevi says that these two jobs, Ishalech Lefanai Vehei Samim, are referring to something else. He explains it by bringing the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin tells us a fact. Let's say that I want to be kind of a cow, the Mashiach. So how can I do it? Simple way, you take it by its leash, you pull it, that's a Mashiach. But there's another way. Let's say I don't want to pull it by its leash, so I whistle at it, I call to it, and the animal moves because of me. I'm kind of Bekinyan Mashiach. Zakta Gemara, let's say that I do the same thing with an Eved. It doesn't work. In order to be kind of an Eved b'mashicha, the only way is to grab him by his collar or by his leash or whatever, and to schlep him. But if I say, hey, come over here, that's not a mashicha. Why? Says the Gemara, because when he does it, he's not doing it because I called him. Adaita demara ka'avda. I'm sorry, adaita denafsha ka'avid. He does it because he wants to come. I can call him. If he doesn't want to come, he's not coming. So that's not Mashiach. Mashiach means that I control you. But a human being is above control. He always thinks for himself. Based on that, says the Beis HaLevi, you can understand the Medrash. The Medrash says that a person, right, what's it called? A person can have an interesting type of identity. The Pasuk says, we say it every week during Mincha and Shabbos, Adam u'behema taishi Hashem. Pashut Pshat is, Hashem saves the men, he saves the animals. The Medrash says a different Pshat. Adam u'behema taishi Hashem. Who does Hashem save? The Adam who's daimet to a behema. A person who makes himself like a behema, dahainu, that even though he's an Adam, and even though he thinks for himself, but sometimes he can have the natural obedience of a behema, that's the person that Hashem is going to save. And a person can have both of those qualities. A person can think for himself, and on the other hand, a person can be a tamim, a person can be obedient like a behema. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's what it means in the Pasuk when we say, he's Halech Lefanai Veheye Tamim. Avram Avinu is given two jobs. Job number one is that he's Halech Lefanai. Think for yourself. Be proactive. Act like a human being. Adaita denafshe ka'avid. But on the other hand, Heye Samim, sometimes you just have to have simple faith. Sometimes, even when you don't understand, you have to be like a behema. Pure obedience. And that's what it takes to make it in this world. Because we don't always understand. And even when we think that we understand, the godless of an Avram Avinu is that the Rebbeinu Shalom told me to do something and I don't get it. My father told me to do something and I don't get it. The Rosh Yeshiva told me to do something and I don't get it. But still, hey, Tamin, realize that there are authorities who are beyond you. And therefore, even when you don't understand, Adam u'behema toshiya Hashem, you have to be a person who's capable of having the obedience of a behema as well. Because that's a second nekuda of a human being. Even when you're not using your understanding, your intellect, your knowledge, but just the simple obedience to somebody else, to an authority who's higher than you, that we also require. And those are the two jobs of Avraham Avinu. I had an interesting experience this week. It was the last day of Sheva Brachas. So, Sheva Brachas anyway is an interesting nesayin, you know, talking about nesayin. Some people like Sheva Brachas, some people don't like Sheva Brachas. I didn't even like my own Sheva Brachas. So it's just sitting through other people, okay, fine. So it's at the end of, you know, seventh day of Sheva Brachas. I said one time, the guy who just finished Sheva Brachas, like, oh, you got up from Sheva Brachas, you know. Like, it's just... So it was the last one. And I have to speak, I have to say thank you, as I've had enough of this. So I decided, okay, fine, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of giving a drasha, I'm going to go back to my old career. I'm going to write a song. I'm going to write a gramen. I have a lot of experience with it because, you know, before I got to yeshiva, whatever it is, in camp, that was, you know, like my career or whatever. Writing songs, writing gramens, and... I retired right before I got married. The irony of ironies. The last song that I presented in a camp, so the guy who was at the keyboard is the guy who's here, Hananya Kramer, doing the video for the yeshiva now. He was the one. So I'm there, you know, and I had a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Right before I'm supposed to get up, a guy with a guitar came in. The guy who hosted the Sheva Brachas is a professional drummer, so he's there on his bongos. And, you know, we did the gramen. The Baruch Hashem. It was a good way to end the Sheva Brachas. But one of the members of the family said to me, you know, you really, what's it called? You really gave us the feeling that, like, you know, you were back at the Grand Sing in Camp Tarvadas all those years ago, right? Which was 100% true. Because you just sort of like connect with it again, you know. It's an old part of you that's been away for a while. I don't know whether I'll really be able to explain to anybody who's never been at a Grand Sing what a Grand Sing is. You just sort of can't do it. But let me at least try. A Grand Sing, you divide the camp into two groups. You have 200-300 kids on each side. And, you know, there are different songs. You have a Hebrew song, a theme song, marching song, written with English words. You have the alma mater. That's what makes everybody cry about that they're leaving camp, right? And you have the two groups, the 200 kids on each side, you know, to musical accompaniment, just screaming their lungs out, you know, just trying to win. For what reason? No reason. We just want to win. I always think back, even the years where I wasn't in camp, I went back for the Grand Sing just to, like, you know, just to be part of the maimed. What is it? Is it an intellectual experience? No. The words can be very intelligent, right? I mean, they have to be, especially if I wrote them, you know? But you're part of a group. It's an Aveda Shebelev. Being there together with everybody as part of a team and just pouring your heart into something. Adam doim ala behema. Adam u behema toshiya Hashem. Your lave is just part of a group that you throw yourself into something, and it's a different level of a human being. It's not his intellect, it's something else. You connect with it on an emotional level, you connect with it on a spiritual level. But there's something there, anybody who's been through it in a way where they committed to it, there's a very, very deep power. The Beis Halevi carries on, and he says, this idea that a person has to think for himself, but at the very same time he has to be a tamim, he says, this is a great rule in Limud HaTorah also. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. And therefore, since he gave us a Torah, we're supposed to understand. That's what Limud HaTorah is. However, being a Tamim means that sometimes you can't understand. And even if you can't understand, that doesn't mean questioning for a moment that it's right. You still follow it. And then one day, you'll appreciate what it is that you're learning. Because you have these two levels. The level of the intellect, but the level of just being connected to something and following because that's what you're supposed to do. I always point back to my experience, the Chaser of the Rosh Yeshiva Shir. I remember I once met a friend of mine on a bus, a big Talmud Chacham, and he said, I don't know how you do what you do. I would never be able to do such a thing. To say over somebody else's Shir, I mean, it's not my Chidushim. I didn't think of these things. I might not even agree with it. It may rub me the wrong way. Unless you think, you probably know me well enough to know already, as I mean, some people have a personality and have the intellect of a sponge. They take in what other people say and they just spit it back out. I'm exactly the opposite. You tell me one thing, I'm going to tell you another thing. Ipcha mistabra. Many Chazar Shiurim, I don't think most, but many Chazar Shiurim, went through the Mahalach of the Shir, and then afterwards I couldn't control myself. Okay, the B'nai Beis Medrash had these four problems with this, and that they answered it up with this Yesite or whatever it is. It might be right, it might be wrong. Why? Because I couldn't control myself. But on the other hand, how you get yourself to do it? Every single Shir, I listen to it once or twice over again, to make sure that to the best of my ability, I understood what was said, and maybe also, you know, where it was coming from. So how do you do it? So you have to be a Tamim. You have to realize, listen, you know, a lot smarter than I am, been learning a lot longer than I have, and he's coming from a lot more background. Even if it's not my knee-jerk reaction as to what the pshat in the sugya is, so be a tumim. Try. Listen. Attach yourself to it. Even if you don't understand it the first time, the second time, the third time, maybe after a while you get it. You need both. You need to think for yourself. You need to be proactive. But on the other hand, you also have to have a tamimus of just listening, even when you don't understand, and then eventually you do understand. It's a crazy generation. It's a crazy time. It's the knowledge revolution, the information revolution. Here in Israeli politics, guys were talking about it before Shir yesterday, that there was one Meshuggah who started their own party, 20-year-old girl, you know, whatever. Today she went out and said, this country is full of stupid people. Why did she say that? Because she got the least amount of votes of any party. Party is called Tzirim Boarim. You know, young people who are burning. They're burning with passion. Probably burning Gehenim too. But, you know, what are you thinking? You're 20 years old. You can be the smartest, most charismatic person on the face of the earth. Ask your mother. You don't know anything. Where's your das? You don't have any wisdom. You have to live life a little bit before you go ahead and you decide making decisions for other people. Yeah, but what do you mean? You know, I surf the internet enough times. I have all the information at disposal. I have more energy than that old guy does. So I should win. And if they don't vote for me, they're stupid. That's crazy. It really is crazy. You think about it, it's crazy. Because even if you don't understand, you have to understand that there are people who are there before you. People who have been through this before, once, twice, three times, four times, 20 times, 720 times. I remember it was a terrible story in the Rosh Yeshiva Shir. He was going through a sugya with a Rambam. And one guy, who was, you know, he was a chutzpah dik and nudnik, you know, in a good way, I guess. And he just kept on pestering them. Well, what about this? What about this? What about this in the Rambam? The Rosh Yeshiva finally said to the guy, did you look at the Rambam inside? He says, no. He says, I've seen this Rambam at least 250 times. So before you ask me any questions, at least go ahead and see the Rambam. that's an attitude that a lot of people have in life. It's just, well, it seems to me this way. That's being a mishalech, but it's not being a tamen. And you need both of them. On the other hand, on one hand, you have to be proactive. You have to do it. You have to think for yourself. But on the other hand, you have to frame it by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something in the Torah, whether we understand it or not. Somebody who's an authority says something, so then whether you understand it or not, give it weight, give it credibility. It's called Machkim Es Rabbi, making your Rebbe smart, and that's the way that you grow. Sometimes you'll get it, sometimes it takes 10 years, sometimes it takes 20 years. And you say, that's where he was coming from then. Sometimes you still don't agree with it. That's fine. But you have to give it its proper weight. And that's Avraham Avinu. Ishalech lefanai, you have to walk yourself, be'eye tamim, but connect to it on an emotional level just because you appreciate that that's the way that it ought to be, even though it still doesn't jive with your seichel. Have a good Shabbos.